Does it appear to you that one of the contingencies that the White House is planning for, given that they're continuing to move troops into the region, and you have these Marines who are moving into the area as well, are they preparing for a ground troop presence? And what does that look like?
Margaret, for many years, we've considered options along the southern coast of Iran, seizing islands, seizing small bases, typically raids, and a raid is an operation with a planned withdrawal. You're not going to stay. But some of those islands you could seize and hold. That would have a couple effects. First of all, it would be profoundly humiliating for Iran and would give us great weight in negotiations. The second, the example of Karg Island, which everyone talks about, if you seize Karg Island, you really can shut down the Iranian oil economy completely. And the beauty of seizing it is you're not destroying it. You're retaining it for further use by the global economy and possibly for return to Iran under certain conditions. So all of these things, this is not back of the these are not back of the envelope calculations. These are things we've been working on for many years. And I think we're right to threaten the entire littoral, to hold all these options out there. And I think the president's message is spot on when he talks about all these alternatives.